2 Corinthians chapter 5. We know that when our earthly dwelling, or rather our tent, is destroyed, we may count on a building from God, a heavenly dwelling, not built by human hands, that lasts forever. Therefore we long and groan. Why may we not put on this heavenly dwelling over that which we have? Indeed, are we sure that we shall still be wearing our earthly dwelling and not be unclothed? As long as we are in the field tent, we indeed bemoan our unbearable fate, for we do not want this clothing to be removed from us. We would rather put the other over it, that the mortal body may be absorbed by true life. This is God's purpose for us, and He has given us the Spirit as a pledge of what we are to receive. So we feel confident always. We know that while living in the body, we are exiled from the Lord, living by faith without seeing. But we dare to think that we would rather be away from the body to go and live with the Lord. So whether we have to keep this house or lose it, we only wish to please the Lord. Anyway, we all have to appear before the tribunal of Christ for each one to receive what he deserves for his good or evil deeds in the present life. We proclaim the message of reconciliation. So we know the fear of the Lord, and we try to convince people while we live openly before God. And I trust that you know in your conscience what we truly are. Once more, we do not try to win your esteem. We want to give you a reason to feel proud of us, so that you may respond to those who heed appearances and not the reality. Now, if I have spoken foolishly, let God alone hear. If what I have said makes sense, take it for yourselves. Indeed, the love of Christ holds us, and we realize that if He died for all have died. He died for all, so that those who live may live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again for them. And so from now on, we do not regard anyone from a human point of view. And even if we once knew Christ personally, we should now regard Him in another way. For that same reason, the one who is in Christ is a new creature. For him, the old things have passed away. A new world has come. All this is the work of God, who in Christ reconciled us to himself, and who entrusted to us the ministry of reconciliation. Because in Christ God reconciled the world with himself, no longer taking into account their trespasses, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we present ourselves as ambassadors in the name of Christ, as if God Himself makes an appeal to you through us. Let God reconcile you. This we ask you in the name of Christ. He had no sin, but God made him bear our sin, so that in him we might share the holiness of God.